2021年山西省中考考前适应性训练试题。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number one, what a sunny day.
Yes, it will bring good luck to us.
What a sunny day.
Yes, it will bring good luck to us.
Number two, would you like some milk?
Yes, please. It will help me sleep well.
Would you like some milk?
Yes, please.It will help me sleep well.
Number three. Wow, you performed Beijing opera so well at the party.
Thanks. I hope more young people learn about it.
Wow, you performed Beijing opera so well at the party.
Thanks. I hope more young people learn about it.
Number four, have you got ready for the PE test?
Of course. I'm practicing running every day.
Have you got ready for the PE test?
Of course. I'm practicing running every day.
Number five, what should we do to celebrate Father's Day?
How about writing a letter to say thanks?
What should we do to celebrate Father's Day?
How about writing a letter to say thanks?
Two, 对话理解。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C。三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number six, Steve, I worked harder, but I still got poor grades in math. What should I do?
Well, Sally, don't worry. Let's ask Jack for help. He is the best at math in our class.
Question, who studies math best? Steve,I worked harder, but I still got poor grades in math. What should I do?
Well, Sally, don't worry. Let's ask Jack for help. He is the best at math in our class.
Question, who studies math best? Number seven. Dave, you're a little late today.
Oh, yeah. I took the bus instead of driving the car.
Question, how did Dave get to work today? Dave, you're a little late today.
Oh, yeah. I took the bus instead of driving the car.
Question, how did Dave get to work today? Number eight. Look at Jenny. She is trying to cheer up the sick kids.
Yes.She always offers help to others. I also saw her give away some interesting books to the poor kids.
Question, what does the boy think of Jenny? Look at Jenny. She is trying to cheer up the sick kids.
Yes, she always offers help to others. I also saw her give away some interesting books to the poor kids.
Question.What does the boy think of Jenny? Number nine. Dad, could I go to a movie after dinner?
Of course. Only after you do the dishes.
Question. Where are the speakers? Dad, Could I go to a movie after dinner?
Of course. Only after you do the dishes.
Question. Where are the speakers? Number 10. When I have problems, I just keep them to myself, so I always feel nervous.
Well, you need a listener. You will feel better if you talk to someone about your problems.
Question. What does the boy advise the girl to do? When I have problems, I just keep them to myself, so I always feel nervous.
Well, you need a listener. You will feel better if you talk to someone about your problems.
Question. What does the boy advise the girl to do?
三、语篇理解。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的五个问题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Many families take their children on vacation. They will usually travel for a few days or weeks during school breaks. But Julie and Tim Smith planned a special vacation. It's much longer. The Smith family is on a one-year trip around the world with their two children. They plan to visit 30 countries in all. Right now, the four travelers are about halfway through their trip. Mrs. Smith says they are trying to see as much of the world as they can. Mr. Smith says one of the most interesting experiences of the trip is meeting new people. He says people have been really friendly, very welcoming, and love their kids. 11-year-old Tyler says he has enjoyed learning about the people they have met. He says, "I learned in Africa that people have very different lifestyles." His sister, 9-year-old Kara, discovers that she likes Thai food. Mr. Smith says that the trip teaches the children a lot. It took the family a year to prepare for the trip. They had to sell their house and cars. Mrs. Smith left her job. They carry small bags filled with whatever they need. Mrs. Smith says she enjoys being able to carry everything she needs on her back. She says she does not miss the things she has at home. What has become more important is making these memories as a family. The Smiths will continue to head east for the next 6 months.
Many families take their children on vacation. They will usually travel for a few days or weeks during school breaks. But Julie and Tim Smith planned a special vacation. It's much longer. The Smith family is on a one-year trip around the world with their two children. They plan to visit 30 countries in all. Right now, the four travelers are about halfway through their trip. Mrs. Smith says they are trying to see as much of the world as they can. Mr. Smith says one of the most interesting experiences of the trip is meeting new people. He says people have been really friendly, very welcoming, and love their kids. 11-year-old Tyler says he has enjoyed learning about the people they have met. He says, "I learned in Africa that people have very different lifestyles." His sister, 9-year-old Kara, discovers that she likes Thai food. Mr. Smith says that the trip teaches the children a lot. It took the family a year to prepare for the trip. They had to sell their house and cars. Mrs. Smith left her job. They carry small bags filled with whatever they need. Mrs. Smith says she enjoys being able to carry everything she needs on her back. She says she does not miss the things she has at home. What has become more important is making these memories as a family. The Smiths will continue to head east for the next 6 months.
Four, 听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上。每空一词。
T has been with us for a long time. It said that tea was traded in China 5,000 years ago. But do you know International Tea Day? It was named by the UN, and May 21st, 2020, marks the first International Tea Day. It not only celebrates the delicious drink, but also tries to improve the working conditions of the tea farmers and workers. It makes the public know the importance of tea all over the world. Tea is the world's second most popular drink. It is widely loved by millions around the world, each culture with its own tradition. Tea was discovered in 2737 BC in China. When the ruler Shen Nong was boiling water over an open fire, some leaves from a tea plant fell into the water. Shen Nong then fell in love with the drink, and now it has become a common drink in Chinese culture. Drinking tea is a centuries-old tradition in the UK. There's tea for breakfast, tea during break time, tea to wake up, tea to relax. For Indians, tea is also a huge part of daily life. Help yourself to some tea when you are free. Maybe you will fall in love with it too.
Tea has been with us for a long time. It's said that tea was traded in China 5,000 years ago. But do you know International Tea Day? It was named by the UN, and May 21st, 2020 marks the first International Tea Day. It not only celebrates the delicious drink, but also tries to improve the working conditions of the tea farmers and workers. It makes the public know the importance of tea all over the world. Tea is the world's second most popular drink. It is widely loved by millions around the world, each culture with its own tradition. Tea was discovered in 2737 BC in China. When the ruler Shen Nong was boiling water over an open fire, some leaves from a tea plant fell into the water. Shen Nong then fell in love with the drink, and now it has become a common drink in Chinese culture. Drinking tea is a centuries-old tradition in the UK. There's tea for breakfast, tea during break time, tea to wake up, tea to relax. For Indians, tea is also a huge part of daily life. Help yourself to some tea when you are free. Maybe you will fall in love with it too.